Merger Mania Monday.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Tis the season, I guess. Everyone seems to be in a mood to buy. Take the private equity company Apollo Management. It has its hand in a couple of deals. It will pay $6.5 billion for Realogy Corporation. Realogy owns Century 21 and Coldwell Banker and about a quarter of home sales in the U.S. Apollo is also in on a private equity bid for casino giant Harrah's. That price tag, $16.7 billion. Finally, the biggest deal of all. A pharmacy benefits manager called Express Scripts is offering to buy its rival, Caremark, for $26 billion. If the name Caremark sounds familiar, it might be because last month we told you that the company had agreed to a merger with drugstore chain CVS. The CVS deal is still on the table. And the winner is Westinghouse. China and the U.S. have inked a deal that paves the way for Westinghouse to build four civilian nuclear reactors in China. It's a multi-billion-dollar coup over French and Russian competitors. The timing is interesting since a large U.S. trade delegation is in China right now. Emma Graham Harrison is a Reuters news agency correspondent in Beijing.
This is primarily a commercial deal, but I don't think you can isolate it from the political climate in which it was awarded. You know, Beijing and Washington have been sparring over the UN, they've been sparring over energy issues, and I think it's certainly very interesting that China did choose to give this deal to America.
The decision was a huge blow to France. French President Jacques Chirac had counted on the deal to help France bolster its Asian exports and its position as a leader in nuclear technology. The Iranian government has ordered its central bank to dump the country's dollar reserves, and Venezuela has also cut its dollar holdings. From London, home of the world's largest foreign exchange market, Stephen Beard reports.
The Tehran government has reportedly instructed the Iranian central bank to switch its $20 billion worth of reserves into euros. Venezuela says it's already cut its dollar holdings by a hefty 15%. The proceeds have also been ploughed into the European currency. In both cases, dealers say the scale of the sales was largely motivated by hatred for the U.S. Neil McKinnon of the ECU Currency Fund Management Group does not expect many other central banks to follow suit, since they don't want to damage the value of their large dollar holdings.
By exiting the dollar as well, they could easily precipitate a very sharp dollar decline, which would also impact on their investments.
OPEC countries as a whole own $632 billion in reserves. The figure for China is now over a trillion. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The sound of mouse clicks is getting louder. Online retail sales from November 1st through Friday jumped 25% compared to a year ago. Internet marketing research company Comscore says last Wednesday, probably the biggest online shopping day of the year. The company says web sales for that day totaled almost $670 million. That's a million more than last year's biggest sales day. Good CPI figures on Friday put investors in a good mood, so at the close, the Dow climbed 28 points to 12,445, the NASDAQ added 3 points to 2457, and the S&P practically flat, just up a point. This is Marketplace. Time to open up the Marketplace vault and take another look at this week in the history of business. Christmas spirits and Scrooge.
Bah! Humbug!
He's one of the best-known characters in all of Western literature, Ebenezer Scrooge, the cheapskate financier who finds redemption in one night after visits from the spirits of Christmas. This week, back in 1843, Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol was first published. He wrote it in about a month in order to pay off some debts. The story was an instant hit and sold 6,000 copies in its first week. The illustrated novella cost just 5 shillings, so everyone could afford it. As a result, Dickens didn't make much money off of the book, but A Christmas Carol has inspired more than 200 films and has been converted into almost every conceivable medium. There's even a version you can download onto your cell phone.
God bless us all, everyone.
I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Medtronic, supporting the Children's Heart Foundation's It's My Heart, a book for families affected by heart defects. Copies at childrensheartfoundation.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The United States has long been a favorite destination for Spanish-speaking immigrants, but now there's hot competition from Spain. Only a generation or two ago, poverty and dictatorship made Spaniards flee to lands of promise in Latin America. Now Spain has one of the fastest-growing economies in Europe. Not surprisingly, a lot of its wayward descendants are returning. Jerome Sokolowski has more on the story from Madrid.
Immigration lawyer Marcelo Belgrano's filing cabinet is packed with applications from people who want to immigrate to Spain. Belgrano himself came here from Argentina in the 80s, before the latest wave of Latin American immigrants. Now, more than 100,000 people per year are flocking to Spain, choosing it over the U.S.
Yo supongo porque todavía Estados Unidos creo que se siente como un destino un poco más agresivo.
The United States is thought of as a tougher place to live, the counselor says. The new arrivals not only choose Spain because of the language. He says they also come because of the lower crime rate and the generous welfare system. Illegal aliens get free health care here. So even the college-educated are coming, taking up jobs as dentists, doctors, and architects. There are also strong blood ties. Like many Argentines, Belgrano has ancestors who emigrated from Spain in the early 20th century. Here we have our grandparents, our relatives, and we are very well received, he says. In fact, anyone with a grandparent who left Spain can get fast-track citizenship. Even descendants of Jews expelled in 1492 are eligible. But that doesn't mean that things are easy when they get here. The college-educated immigrants say it can take years to get diplomas and other qualifications recognized in Spain. And there's discrimination. Latin Americans are pejoratively known as sudacas. Many times an Argentine isn't considered an immigrant or a sudaca, he says. That's because they tend to be more educated and are generally white. Still, Argentines are just a fraction of the estimated 1.2 million Latin Americans now living in Spain. Ecuadorians, Colombians, and Peruvians make up the majority, and most of them are working in unskilled jobs. Miguela, a nanny from Paraguay, works from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. taking care of a 2-year-old and cleaning the home. She plans to go back as soon as she makes enough money. The money I make here in 1 month would take me a year to earn in my country, she says. When she does go back, there'll be plenty of others happy to take her job. Already, 1 out of 10 people living in Madrid are Latin Americans. In Madrid, I'm Jerome Sokolowski for Marketplace.
If you're racing about due to the holidays, you can take us with you. We're podcasting. You can find out more by visiting our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
You swing by the hardware store or the local.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.